There are several things to remember when doing compressions for CPR. Firstly, the position of the hand as we visually measure the center of the patient's chest and place the heel of our hand in the center of the patient's sternum. We depress approximately one-third of the patient's chest with each compression. You depress until you feel a resistance, and then you back off. If possible, we change rescuers every 2 minutes. Studies have shown that after 2 minutes, your technique may start to deteriorate. Whether you realize it or not, you may start to get tired. One or two hands for compressions in children, 2 fingers for babies. Please understand, it is not necessarily the number of hands we use that is important. It is the depth of compression that is important. So the reality is, you use as many hands or fingers as is needed to get the correct depth of compression. Cracked ribs heal. Death is permanent. We would continue CPR even if we did accidentally crack a rib. Our priority is to keep blood and oxygen circulating through the patient's system. If we have to do CPR on a lady that is obviously pregnant, we need to first raise the right hip 7 to 10 centimetres to get the weight of the baby off a vein that runs back to the heart. If mum lies on her back, then the weight of the baby could theoretically stop blood flow getting back to the heart. The easiest way we've ever found to remember this one is if they're obviously pregnant, right is right. Something under the right buttock to float the baby over the other side.